Hello, and welcome back to Admission Insight. As always, I speak for our whole Pennington Admission team when I say we hope this finds you well and healthy. We hope you are enjoying a little bit of spring in the air. I'm your host, Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and I could not be more excited about the conversation that we will be bringing you today. Today we are talking with the head of school here at the Pennington School, Bill Hawkey. We are going to discuss the unique circumstances of the year, where we are currently, and where we are going as a school. I think you will find this conversation both insightful and informative. We hope you enjoy. Let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based off school culture and
really excited to be here with Bill Hawkey today, the head of school at the Pennington School. Bill, how are you?
Great, Chan. Good to be with you today, and let's get this thing started.
Awesome. We just got back from spring break, right? How was your spring break? Did you get any time off?
Well, you know, I did get a little bit of time off, and you know, typical in boarding schools, you get a two-week break at spring, and I spent the first week. What's relaxing for me is actually getting outside and doing some work. So myself and a few students, a few teachers, and the board chairman have actually been doing some interesting work in a wooded lot on the north end of campus. And we're building some trails. And so that was how I enjoyed my first week. And then second week, I was back here on campus. We had a bunch of great tours of campus for prospective families, you know, for the admitted students and their parents. And somehow you guys in admissions pulled that off really well, and I was happy to be a part of that.
We were happy that you were there as well. You know, we saw families enjoy it. We thought it was a great week of tours, and we were lucky to have it.
For sure.
So we're back from spring break.
Yeah.
You know, as a school, we've done a phenomenal job of getting all of our kids back on campus, right?
Yep.
So how do you see our school getting to the finish line here with June upcoming?
Yeah, well, anyone who's been a part of school knows that these last 2 months go by so quickly. And yet there's some really important things that have to happen. And you know, for one, we have a spring season with our spring athletes, you know, with baseball and lacrosse and track and field and tennis, golf, you know, you name it. They're all out there practicing, and it's great to see the kids back on campus. And, you know, really, they're happy to be back with each other and to have some semblance of a normal season. So that's exciting, and we're doing everything possible to keep the kids healthy and so that they can actually have some of these competitions. We also have, of course, you know, our spring play, and our winter musical is actually going to be a spring production. So that's happening like immediately, which will be the first thing that happens. And then we have a senior directed plays for the spring, which will be fun and exciting to, you know, to have this year. So that's coming up. But most important is my hope that we can get some more kids back on campus. And typically at Pennington, the last month of the school year, May, is devoted to the seniors going out on their internships, which is part of our Horizon program. This year, we're doing things a little bit differently, and we're still affording those seniors the opportunity to do this work. But it's going to look a little bit different than in the past. Some of it will be done virtually. Some of it will be done here on campus. But that will be another opportunity for seniors to kind of finish the year in great fashion, stay engaged with the school and their peers and their teachers. But it will also be a break from the routine. So that, we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's great and great information. And I love that you're, you know, prioritizing the seniors and their experience. You know, a couple other things that I know the planning is ongoing, right?
Yep,
with you know, June coming, you know, it's graduation and prom, those type of things,
End
of year events.
Mm-hmm.
Any, I know, as I said, those are, you know, planning is going on now for those, but any thoughts for the families out there?
Yeah, you know, gosh, we want to make these things happen. Of course, you know, our fundamental premise throughout all this is that, you know, we want to keep an eye on safety and health of our community. So we're not going to compromise any of that. But we do think that there's a possibility for planning something like a senior prom. And, you know, we plan to have a giant, magnificent tent on campus for the last week of school. And that might get kicked off with the prom. So we have a planning committee. We're moving ahead. We know that, you know, if the governor puts restrictions on events like that, then we may not be able to do something that we want to do. But we are certainly going into it optimistically and hoping that we'll be able to have a prom or some type of prom-like activity for those seniors at the end of the year. Now, that also then, you know, begs the question about graduation and that senior week leading up to graduation. And I've been actually planning and meeting with a group of students, group of seniors that is, to talk about, you know, what that last week of school will look like. And right now we're optimistic that the governor of New Jersey will allow for some larger outside gatherings, and that would be our plan for the graduation event. Probably with some limited attendance, but this time we are dead set on making it happen in person for those seniors, because last year, even though I think we did a great job of a virtual graduation, it was an event that we missed sorely on the campus. So,
well, all great news on, you know, many fronts there, and I appreciate you sharing that.
You bet.
So more in a general sense now. So what a few takeaways from this year. Right? Maybe yeah. Some lessons learned, right? Mm-hmm. How do you apply that to next year? You know, any thoughts you may have on that are appreciated.
Yeah, well, you know, there's, you know, I tend to be an optimist and look at things, you know, what is the positive spin on things? And there are lots of lessons to be learned from this year of COVID. And you know, although we will want to put a lot of it in the rearview mirror as we look ahead, I think that there are definitely some things that we have gained insight into and we've gained an appreciation for. So, you know, one of those things is that a couple of years ago, we launched a strategic planning initiative, which is really a school's chance to look at programming, everything from, you know, curriculum changes to facilities changes. You name it. It's a comprehensive look at the operations of a school. And part of that planning process was looking at virtual learning and online learning, something that we weren't doing to any great extent prior to COVID. And then, of course, COVID hit. And our hand was forced to make something happen, you know, so that we could keep kids and teachers engaged in the process of school. And so that's what happened. We got it going. You know, I talked about this in a previous podcast about what we were able to do this year. And that was very, very successful. So I think that, you know, learning happened in some new and interesting ways because students and teachers adjusted to distance learning. And I would say that flexibility and resilience is worth celebrating and it's worth cultivating. So, you know, we as a school have to look at every tool that we have to create better outcomes for our students. And I think that there's something about the online thing, not that I want to replace in any way, shape, or form in-person, face-to-face contact between teacher and student, but I think that there are opportunities that we will be taking a closer look at in terms of access, equity for all of our students. And that's going to be an interesting process for us to be engaged in. We're actually talking about those things right now.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that and on all great points. And now for the big question for our accepted students and their families. What is the fall looking like for the Pennington School? Where are we headed?
Yeah, that's the, you know, the $64,000 question. Yeah, so our planning is full speed ahead on being 100% in person in the fall. And I think that's, you know, if anything was reinforced from COVID was the fact that there's no substitute for in-person instruction. And so we want to make that happen 100% for all students come fall. And that's kind of my directive to our leadership team and to all the planners out there that are going to try to make that happen. The only thing that holds us back on that really is a governor's mandate about changes to what in-person could be like in the fall. But short of that, we are going to be back. We're going to be, I expect to have our faculty and staff fully vaccinated. And I would hope that, students that are eligible will also take advantage of that opportunity as well. And so that we can open up with a really, high degree of normalcy. Again, taking into account those things that we have to in terms of, I would imagine that there will be some, that we will be wearing masks. I would imagine that there may be testing involved to some extent. But those things are things that were, aren't written in stone at this point. We're obviously going to be keeping track of that week by week as we get into the end of the school year and then into the summer planning. But that gives you a little bit of insight into what I've been thinking about.
Absolutely. And much appreciated. And I think our listeners, share that sentiment. Mm-hmm. My last question here.
Yeah.
Any last words for our accepted students, their families, anything you got for them?
Yeah, hey, make the right choice. Pennington is the future. I think it's the answer. Honestly, I can't think of a better place for all of these accepted students and their families to be a part of a wonderful community that Pennington is. And I say that with humility. We can laugh about it. And obviously I'm biased, but. The fact remains in my mind that Pennington, there's no better place than Pennington. For a diverse student body, with diverse interests, talents, challenges, needs, there's no better place than Pennington to bring those individual kids in here and bring them along as far as they can go and get them well prepared for the next stage in their life, which for our kids will be, university, college, and great opportunities ahead. So I wish you all well. We do want to see you here. Our admissions team takes such great, pains to go through those applications. And, Chandler, your process of making decisions, I know, is a hard one, because you have so many great kids and families applying, but you do it with great, great care. And that's what, impresses me about the process that your team goes through, your entire staff there is the best. I really do believe that. And so you present to us a great class, and I want the families out there to know how much care has gone into each and every one of these decisions. So we hope to see you.
You heard it here from the man himself, Dr. Hawkey. Always a pleasure. And, wishing everyone well out there. And thank you for your time.
Great to be with you, Chan, and good luck to everybody.